soon, Uncle Claude began to disappear for hours at a time, leaving Hugo to take care of the clocks twice each day by himself. Sometimes his uncle didn't return until very late at night, and then, one day, Uncle Claude didn't come back at all. Hugo was afraid that his uncle would track him down if he left, but finally, on the third night that his uncle did not return, he decided to escape. He packed up his things and raced out of the station. He was hungry and tired and had no idea where he would go. He made his way through the narrow city streets, turning blindly, terrified he'd freeze to death before he found shelter. He looked down at his feet as he walked because the wind was bitter, and eventually Hugo found himself quite by accident in front of the ruins of the burned-down museum. All that was left of the building was a jagged brick wall with nothing behind the windows but black sky. The police had put up wooden barriers, but no one had begun to clean up the place. A huge pile of twisted metal, wooden planks, and crumbled bricks lay in front. And then, something in the wreckage caught Hugo's eye. There it was, like an accusation. The broken, burned automaton, reminding Hugo that everything in his life had been destroyed. He sat down and stared at it. A long time passed. Dogs barked in the distance, and the rumblings of the street cleaners pierced the quiet of the night. Where was Hugo supposed to go? What was he supposed to do? He had no one. Even the automaton was dead. He gathered up his few belongings and walked away, but he kept looking back at the ruined machine, and for some reason, he couldn't leave it there. After all of his father's hard work, the automaton belonged to him. Hugo took a deep breath, went back, and cleared away the charred debris. The automaton was heavy and in several pieces, but he picked it up and, not having anywhere else to go, returned to the dreaded station. It was a difficult trip back, with his belongings slung over his shoulder and the blackened, twisted remains of the automaton straining his arms and back. He didn't even know what he was going to do with this thing once he got it back to his room. Since it was late at night, he managed to drop it inside one of the air vents without anyone seeing him. It took several trips through the walls to get it all back to his room. When he finished, his hands were scratched pretty badly, and his arms and back ached. Hugo laid out all the pieces on the floor and washed his hands in the basin by his bed, which he refilled from the spluttering sink in his tiny kitchen. He stared at the misshapen pieces of metal and was thankful that his uncle still hadn't returned. Fix it. Hugo could have sworn he heard a voice whispering in his ear, and he jumped. He looked for his uncle, but the room was empty. Hugo didn't know if it was his own thoughts or if it was a ghost, but he had heard it clearly. Fix it. Looking at the automaton, Hugo didn't think he'd be able to do it. It was in far worse shape than before, but he still had his father's little notebook. Maybe he could use his father's drawings as a guide to rebuild the missing parts. Increasingly, Hugo felt like he had to try. If he fixed it, at least he wouldn't be so completely alone. Hugo knew it would be dangerous to stay at the train station. His uncle could come back, and in the meantime, he was sure that if the station inspector knew he was there alone, he'd be locked up in that little jail cell in the office, and then sent off to the orphanage. Then, the automaton would probably be thrown away, or destroyed. Hugo quickly realized he had to make it seem like his uncle was still around. He would keep the clocks running as precisely as possible, and he'd take his uncle's paychecks from the office when no one was looking, although he didn't know how to cash them. Most of all, Hugo would do his best to remain invisible. 3 months had passed since then. Hugo ran his fingers along the arm of the automaton and gazed at its face. He had studied the drawings in his father's notebook closely and had made great progress. He had repainted the face himself, and it had the strangest expression. It reminded him of father, the way he always seemed to be thinking of three things at once. The newly polished wooden hand was now poised above the desk as it once was, waiting for Hugo to make it a new pen. Hugo had continued thinking about the note that it would eventually write, and the more he worked on the automaton, the more he came to believe something that he knew was completely crazy. Hugo felt sure that the note was going to answer all his questions and tell him what to do now that he was alone. The note was going to save his life. Whenever he imagined the note, he always saw it in his father's handwriting. Maybe father, while he had been working on the automaton up in the attic of the museum, had changed the little mechanical parts just enough so that it would make a new note, one meant just for Hugo. It was possible, after all. Now he just had to get the notebook back from the old man so he could finish his work and read the message from his father.